the serpent said to the woman, did God really say that you can't eat from any of the trees in the garden? And the woman said, no, God said we could eat from all the trees of the garden except the tree in the middle of the garden. We're not to eat it or touch it or else we'll die. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the serpent said, you won't surely die. God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God. And you'll know the difference in good and evil. And so the woman looked at the tree and she saw that the tree was, the fruit was delightful to the eyes, it would be good to eat, and that it was desirable to make one wise. So she took the fruit and she ate it. And she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he also ate it. And their eyes were opened, and they realized that they were naked. And so they went and they made loin coverings for themselves out of fig leaves. And then they heard the sound of God walking in the garden, so they went and they hid themselves. And God called the man, and he said, where are you? And the man said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I hid myself because I was naked. And God said to the man, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree that I told you don't eat it? And the man said, the woman that you gave to me, she gave me the fruit, so I ate it. So then God said to the woman, what have you done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and so I ate it. So God said to the serpent, you're more cursed than all the animals, and from now on you're going to crawl on your belly, you're going to eat dust, and you will be enemies with the woman, and her descendants will be enemies with your descendants, and he will crush your head, and you will bruise his heel. And then God said to the woman, I'm going to greatly increase your pain in childbirth, and you'll bear children with a great pain. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. And then God said to the man, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and you've eaten of the tree which I commanded you, saying, don't eat it. From now on, the ground is going to be cursed on account of you, and it'll produce thorns and thistles, and you'll earn your bread by the sweat of your brow. And you'll have to work for your food until you return to dust, because you're taken out of dust, and you're going to return to dust. And then God, clothed the man and his wife with, took animal skins, and he clothed the man and his wife with them. And the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And then God said, the man has become like one of us now. He knows the difference in good and evil. And now so he can't reach out his hand and take of the tree of life and live forever, God sent him out of the garden. And he put angels with a flaming sword to guard the way to the tree of life. And that's the story about how man first sinned.